Penguin Random House Audio presents Big Feelings, How to Be Okay When Things Are Not Okay by Liz Fosling and Molly West Duffy. This is the author, Liz Fosling.
And this is Molly West Duffy. Dedication. To our readers who shared their big feelings with us. Introduction. This book almost didn't happen. We initially pitched the idea for this book in January 2020. Our first book, No Hard Feelings, The Secret Power of Embracing Emotions at Work, had been published in February 2019. But in the intervening months, we'd found ourselves struggling with some very hard feelings of our own in both work and life. Liz's father-in-law was losing his 10-year battle with recurrent cancer, and she had just switched to a new, more stressful role within her company. I, Molly, had moved across the country and felt isolated as the only person on my team working remotely, pre-COVID. We were also both facing health issues. Liz had wrist and neck aches so severe she feared she would have to abandon her computer-heavy career. And I was in the throes of chronic pain that triggered a long, deep depression, and at times, suicidal thoughts. And yet, who were we to be depressed or anxious? We had health insurance, we'd just published a best-selling book together, and we were both in stable relationships. We were lucky. So we did everything we could to pull ourselves up off the ground. Relying on the 6 years we had spent researching emotions and how they impact our lives, we each tried to cope. But we still felt pummeled by emotions. At times, our efforts even seemed to backfire. Liz's anxiety spiked on no devices Saturdays. All she could think about were the important emails she might be missing and how overwhelming her inbox would be when she looked at it again. And when I saw the details of my chronic pain written out in my journal, I felt even more hopeless. We knew we weren't the only ones who had ever struggled, and we wanted to find out what had worked for other people. And so we had the idea to write a book about how to navigate hard feelings, big feelings. When we first told our publishers about the idea, they were skeptical. Who would this book be for? Our editor asked. And do they want to talk about difficult emotions? Then the COVID pandemic hit, and it became clear that a whole lot of people were grappling with big feelings and looking not only for relief, but for recognition. In June 2020, our editor called back. Remember your idea for a book about difficult emotions? Well, forget what we said. We're in. As the pandemic raged on, we continued what we'd been doing, leading corporate workshops on emotions at work, now virtually. We noticed that participants were asking different questions. Instead of seeking advice on how to have a good one-on-one meeting with their managers, people wanted to know what to do when their lives had been upended. Half of my team got laid off last week, one woman emailed us after a session. I feel immense survivor's guilt. I'm also now doing the work of three people. I wake up in the mornings already exhausted. What can I do to feel better? Everyone was terrified for themselves and for their loved ones. People asked about ways to handle a mixture of loss, anger, and burnout that stung so bitterly it was hard to process. They wanted advice on how to cope when their daily existence had been transformed by big feelings. All of a sudden, everyone was talking about these difficult feelings at home and at work, which for many people had become the same place. The shame and secrecy around difficult emotions have certainly lessened in the last few decades, but these stigmas are still a major force in modern culture. Big feelings can't be eliminated. They are ever present in spite of our best intentions to dispel them. Part of being okay is learning to live with them rather than trying to get rid of them. Another part is acknowledging them out loud, since silence makes them so much worse. Honestly, we wrote this book to convince ourselves that we would be okay. We wanted to open up about our struggles in the hope that others would do the same, and that maybe we all could learn something from each other. We're here to say you're not alone and also to help you figure out how to cope with your big feelings. We wish working through uncomfortable emotions was as easy as reading through a list of affirmations or scheduling a walk with a friend. That would be a short and simple book. But this is going to be messier and more complicated, and we sometimes cried while we wrote it, but that's okay. So, deep breath. Here we go. This is a book about what we call big feelings. Uncertainty, comparison, anger, burnout, perfectionism, despair, and regret. These seven emotions came up over and over in our conversations with others and are particularly salient in the modern world. We'll also address grief and shame, although not in as much depth, since there are already excellent books that tackle these topics. You'll find resources on shame and guilt and resources on grief in the PDF attached to this audiobook. We started by interviewing psychologists, therapists, and academics on how to navigate difficult emotions. In addition, we spoke with hundreds of people who had read our first book or who followed us on social media. We were struck by the range of responses and by the fact that across demographic differences like cultural background, race, gender, and sexuality, everyone seemed to say a version of the same thing. In today's world, we bump into difficult emotions all the time. And when we do, we often feel stuck, ashamed, and isolated. We have never learned to acknowledge unpleasant feelings, let alone effectively understand and harness them. So before we dive into specific big feelings, we want to bust three pervasive and harmful myths about them. The first, big feelings are negative. Starting at a young age, most of us are taught that feeling bad is bad. In the spring of 2021, as part of our research for this book, we invited readers to take a survey about their emotional experiences. More than 1,500 people responded, and 97% said they have heard big feelings described as bad or negative. While big feelings are uncomfortable, at times they can even feel unbearable, they aren't inherently positive or negative. When we take the time to understand them, big feelings like anger and regret can serve us. Anger can fuel us to advocate for what matters, and regret can provide us with insight into how to craft a more meaningful life. When we change the way we relate to big feelings, we take away some of their destructive power. Research shows that when we acknowledge and accept what we feel during challenging moments, we start to feel better. As a Washington Post headline put it, feeling bad about feeling bad can make you feel really, really bad. The second, you should be strong enough to think your way out of difficult emotions. How many times has someone told you, just focus on the positive or cheer up? This relentless focus on individual effort and denial that circumstances matter to happiness has an ideological flavor to it, writes journalist Ruth Whitman in her book, America the Anxious. She continues, and perhaps this philosophical bent isn't surprising, given the highly conservative nature of the key financial backers of the academic positive psychology movement. Thinking different thoughts doesn't guarantee that you'll feel different. Life is hard. If we live long enough, we'll watch some of our loved ones die. We'll experience physical pain, and we'll have to endure immensely challenging situations. In those cases, you might fall apart for a bit, or have to leave an unhealthy situation, or seek professional help. That's all okay. It's also impossible to talk about big feelings without acknowledging that structural forces matter. A lot. If you work in a sexist or racist environment, your mental health will suffer. If your boss constantly demands that you do more and you can't afford to quit your job, you're far more likely to burn out. University of Pennsylvania psychologist Dr. James Coyne puts it more bluntly. Positive psychology is mainly for rich white people. And the third myth, you are the only one who experiences big feelings. In our 2021 survey, 99% of people shared that they had struggled with a big feeling over the past month, the most common being uncertainty, burnout, and perfectionism. Reasons range from tight timelines and overwork to looking up other people's salaries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?